You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if I...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
The following program is paid for by Zachariah Brown. Information on the program is intended to solely further the public's general knowledge about the product. Opinions expressed should not be relied upon for any purpose by any member of the audience. News Radio KDKA does not guarantee the accuracy of any of the information aired on the following program.
These are the people, the movers and shakers, the businesses, the people you know in your community who make Pittsburgh work. This is Pittsburgh Works on 100.1 FM and AM 1020, KDKA.
You know, we're into that new year, so this has to be your year, especially when it comes to planning things that matter, when it comes to your estate, will, power of attorneys. This is the reason why we do this show every month, to make you understand the significance of all of the moving parts that have to do with you, or maybe your parents or a loved one, a significant other. Now, today on this show, Christine Brown Murphy, one of the managing partners of Zachariah Brown, ZachBrownLaw.com, McKeesport, McMurray, Wexford, Delmont, Bradenton, Pompano Beach, and we christened that new office, something we're looking back on with a whole lot of happiness from 2024, Bonita Springs. This is what they do every day, and they come on the air to answer any of your questions, and they do it by just simply giving you that opportunity, that gift, by making a call. You get to ask your question directly to the attorney on duty, and today it's Christine Brown Murphy, and we'll get you some answers and get you started. So if you're dealing with any of the things that I just mentioned or something else that you're curious about that has to do with elder law, call us right now. All of our lines are wide open. We want to do nothing but phone calls up until 1 o'clock. It's 866-391-1020. And Christine, I think the best way to start off any new year is to prioritize. And the stuff that we talk about every week is a prioritized item, especially if you're a person like me, a little bit older, and looking at that extra stage or that other curtain or other act in your life. This stuff is very important to have done, not just for you, but for the loved ones that are around you that you need to make sure they're taken care of as well. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. How are you? Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. Happy holidays. It's been some time since you and I have actually had an opportunity to sit down and have this chat. But, you know, I always say you're such a professional at this radio show that I swear sometimes I don't even think I need to be here, because you, I think you know it all at this point, because exactly what you said, new year, new priorities. It's time to get things in order. You know, Rob, at the end of the year, we have like a flurry of activity going on here at the office. Clients and potential new clients calling in, wanting to kind of wrap up their year, feeling like they've made some accomplishments, they've made some achievements, and some of those things, and often one of those things is making sure they have their solid estate plan put in place. We could sit here and we could talk all day about, you know, the terrible things that happen with families when people don't plan and don't things happen and they don't have in place. And I don't want to do that. I want to be able to talk about what we need to do to get things in order so that your family can feel secure, that your families out there can feel that, hey, mom and dad did what was necessary, and I want to do the same thing for my children. You know, Rob, I always like to kind of give a little bit of a background about, you know, for potential new listeners out there, about what it is that Zachariah Brown actually does. And we are a very focused elder law estate planning firm. We don't do it all. We are very specialized in the type of work that we do, and it's really limited to helping families get their estate plan in order. So what is an estate plan? An estate plan consists of wills, powers of attorney, trusts, living wills, you know, getting those things in order so that if you become disabled or you and when you pass on, that these things can move smoothly on to the next generation, or make sure that your spouse or surviving spouse is well taken care of and that there aren't all of these this red tape that's involved when it shouldn't be, when it doesn't have to be, because if you really sit down and have a good quality estate plan, those things shouldn't happen. And we're also a law firm who does a lot of estate administration. So when someone passes away, we help families administer that estate. We make sure the trust is dissolved, the will is carried out, and we do so in a way to make sure that we minimize costs, minimize expenses, and that the estate is administered in an efficient way to get these things moved on to the next, to the children or to, you know, the charities or whatever it is that the individual decided they wanted to, you know, put in their will to devise their estate. And we also do elder law, which is a huge part of our practice. And a lot of times people don't really know what elder law is. And it's kind of, you know, a misnomer, because you don't necessarily need to be elderly to need an elder law attorney. It often lends itself to work that is done for individuals who maybe have a disability, who have concerns about long-term care, nursing home care. I just had a dear client of mine pass away after years of planning last night. She was only 62 years old. But the peace of mind we were able to provide her husband in making sure they didn't become impoverished because she required very extensive care was second to none. I mean, she passed away yesterday morning, and myself and our staff were some of the first people on his list to send out an email letting us know she passed away and thanking us for the work that we did to kind of secure his financial future and to give them both peace of mind and to allow her to carry out her days at home with care paid for by Medicaid. That's what elder law is we help families who have concerns about long-term care. We help them devise plans to protect their estates and become eligible for Medicaid or veterans benefits.
So important.
It's so important, you know. But one thing I will say is, you know, before we started this conversation here on the radio, you and I were talking about having some fun in 2025, and this stuff doesn't sound like it's a lot of fun, but I'll tell you what, when the end of the day comes, peace of mind that you can have and peace of mind that you can give your family by doing this kind of planning is so critically important. So, you know, if people are listening today on this cold, dreary day, although the sun was out a little bit ago, it looks like the clouds have covered up right now. But, you know, if people are out there listening on this cold, dreary day in Pittsburgh, you know, call in, ask questions. There's no such thing as a dumb question. If you want to know how what's the best way to pass your assets onto your children? How do we minimize taxes? How do I give my house to my children, which is a big one we get. And Rob, you can probably answer that question for
Listen, you're on a roll. You don't need me, but we've got loaded phone bank. But I'm just going to say this.
Okay.
I pretty much had everything where I thought it needed to be. And then as I have rolled from season after season, year after year with Zachariah Brown, and Carl has worked with me, everything from power of attorney, wills, and now that transition of my house, if it stays just me as a single individual being 68 January 29th, and if I do not live as long as I would like, or maybe end up with a significant other, my two boys have a house. I thought, you know what? My daughter, I'd like to do this for her. Just did some remodeling there. It's really looking good. And I'm thinking this would be a nice gift. But I hear all these stories of what you can and can't do. Well, Carl laid it out perfectly. We got it done. And I got to tell you, even though I'm not going to be around to see her live in that house, if it comes down to that, it has given me so much joy to know all the things that I needed to do are in place, especially my will. Listen, it's such a burden that is no longer a part of my life, and I can't thank you all enough. And no one has gone the extra mile. And it's not just for me, because sometimes the stars are aligned and you start running into people. It's like that domino thing. Carl Zachariah, Christine Brown Murphy, Colleen Brakovich, Ben Urso, they did this for me. And I'm thinking, well, I thought I was getting preferential treatment, but the bottom line is, you do this for everybody.
That's it. We really try to take care of people. We care. And I know that is kind of sometimes is an oxymoron when you're describing attorneys that care. People just have this really negative impression of what attorneys are like. But, you know, the type of work we do, it's such a blessing. It's almost like social work.
It is.
Because we're really helping people in some of the most difficult times of their lives. I had someone in the office the other day. I mean, it was such a catastrophe because mom was diagnosed with cancer 3 years ago, and the son is living in her home, and she is now on hospice and can no longer execute an estate plan. This son, because of his own financial issues, is going to end up probably being out on the street because he's not going to have a place to go because mom did not do an estate plan. Now, there's no worse time hearing that kind of news or, you know, trying to get a plan in order than when someone is truly has hours to live. There's nothing we can do in those circumstances. It's too late. And you don't want to be in that circumstance.
No.
You know, Rob, you know what I think some of the problem is with respect to estate planning nowadays? It's, you know, you turn on the TV, you get onto social media, and you see all of these advertisements for do your will for $99, do your estate plan for $99. That is all, it is a shortcut to a process that is so much more complicated than
Absolutely.
Just drafting up a piece of paper.
All right, listen, we got lots of calls. We've got Grace in Crafton, Mary in Oakdale, John in East Hills. All of you are going to get a chance to get that legal advice answered right now after this quick break. It is Law for the Elderly. They're the best in this region. No one works harder and gives you more than Zachariah Brown. Located in McKeesport, McMurray, Wexford, Delmont, Bradenton, Pompano Beach, and Bonita Springs. The same number for all of the above, 724-942-6200. 724-942-6200. Your calls are coming up next.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
These are the people who make Pittsburgh work. This is Pittsburgh Works on 100.1 FM and AM 1020, KDKA.
All right, as I alluded to going into the break, we want to take your phone calls up till 1 o'clock. We just have one space available on those four phone lines. So if you're out there and you want to get a question answered about elder law, wills, power of attorney, estate planning, it's a free call, and it's your question absolutely free as well being answered. So give us a call, 866-391-1020. Let's get going. Up first, it's Grace in Crafton. You're on KDK and wants to talk about a checking account. Hi, Grace.
Okay.
Hi.
Hi. Hi, Grace. How are you this morning? Or afternoon, I guess. It's not morning.
I know. It's a little cold, but warm inside.
There you go. Perfect.
I am a widow with one child, and my name is the only one on the checking account. I was told that if I add my child to the account and when I would pass away, they would have to pay taxes on half the amount that would be in the account. I wondered if this was true, and should I have the name added to the account in case I'm not able to write checks or take care of business?
Okay.
I hope.
Great question, Grace. So first of all, what I'm going to do is I'm not going to answer the question for you, but I'm going to give you information for you to be able to decide whether or not you think it's wise for you to do it. Okay? So number one, when someone passes away, in Pennsylvania, anything that you pass on or anything that you have in your name is going to be subject to Pennsylvania inheritance tax. Okay, now you said you have one son, so the inheritance tax rate for anything that you pass to your son is 4.5%. Okay, if you add your son to your checking account as a joint owner and you live 1 year and 1 day from the time you add his name to that account, and in fact, that rule applies whether you add his name to any asset that you own, you need to live 1 year and 1 day for the inheritance tax to only be assessed on one half of the value of the account. Okay, so if you add his name to the account, inheritance tax will be subject to one half of the value. All right. Now, things to think about besides taxes when adding someone to a bank account or to any asset that you own. You have to think about the circumstances that exist in their own life that could potentially put that asset at risk. So is your son financially secure? Is there the potential? Okay, good. That's good. Is there the potential that he could get divorced, have kids go to college? That asset could be considered to be taken into consideration if they need to apply for financial aid to help them go to college. Does he have a high risk job that could put that money and expose it in any way to liability? Okay, so those things you should take into consideration when deciding whether or not you add your son to the account. Now, with respect to him having access to the account to be able to bill pay and do those things necessary for you, yes, if he is added on as an owner, he would have that access and ability. But really, the smartest way to plan to allow someone you trust to access your assets and to be able to make decisions for you if something happened is by a really important document called a durable power of attorney. And if you've heard us speak on this on the radio show or even some of our webinars or seminars we do in the public, power of attorney is by far the most important document you can have. Because if you add your son just as an owner to the bank account, that limits his access to your bank account only. But a durable power of attorney allows him to have access to all of those things that might need management. Your home to be taken care of, any investments you might have, filing taxes, making insurances are up to date. So a durable power of attorney is really the comprehensive way to plan when doing your estate plan and considering how can I best protect myself. But if you want to have him on the bank account just to make sure he has easy, quick access, you know, based on the information I gave you, you can decide with him or you can decide individually whether that makes sense to have him on. But a power of attorney in and of itself would give him that access to not only your bank account, but to all those other important things that are in your life. Does that make sense?
Oh, my goodness, yes. It covers everything then.
Well, good. Yes, the power of attorney does. And it is the most important document you can have. I can't emphasize that enough, okay? When we see people come into our office, and they are facing a crisis, and someone is in the hospital, or someone is sick, or someone is, you know, dying from an awful disease, power of attorney is often what creates the crisis. They didn't do planning. And now on top of dealing with all of these issues that they've been facing with their loved one, now the only thing they can do is they have to go to court, and now a judge is going to have to decide who gets to make those decisions for on your behalf. So by just simply doing a durable power of attorney and an elder-focused durable power of attorney, you're going to avoid that trauma and that those terrible events from unfolding if something terrible happens. So get the power of attorney. It's the savior to all of these issues. Okay, so I hope that answers your question.
Yes, and thank you so very much for having the program.
Oh, you're welcome, Grace. Have a great day. Stay warm.
All right, listen, before we get to the next caller, I want to get a break in here because I don't want to get somebody on then have to go to a commercial break. So Mary in Oakdale, stay where you're at. John in East Hill, stay where you're at. We're going to get to you. And anybody else has a question, now would be a time to grab one of these available lines at 866-391-1020. Or if you just want to call the office and leave your name and number, they'll get back to you first business day, which is next week. On Monday, McKeesport, McMurray, Wexford, Delmont, Bradenton, Pompano Beach, and Bonita Springs. We have a lot of people that listen to the stream online. If you're in Florida, they're there to help you as well. 724-942-6200. But in the minute we have before the break, just please once again talk about why this power of attorney is so mightily important.
Well, I mean, Rob, so it truly is. It's a really important document. Power of attorney is going to be that document in which you appoint someone within the document itself to make decisions for you. They essentially step into your shoes. If you don't have a power of attorney and you become incapacitated, your family can access nothing. They can take no steps to protect your assets. They can't pay your bills. They can't access your funds to pay your nursing home bill or medical expenses. And on top of that, they're going to have to pay us, Zachariah Brown, or any kind of elder law firm out there, a pretty hefty amount of money to do what is called a guardianship proceeding. And that's when we actually have to go to court, and a judge is going to actually take away your civil liberties. You no longer will have the right to make any decisions decisions for yourself, even if you completely recover from your medical condition, without then having to go back to court and having the guardianship taken away. So it's tremendously important to have this power of attorney. It's a drop in the bucket as far as cost goes with respect to, you know, what a guardianship will cost, and they're not all created equal. It's by far the most important. Do not look on the internet and think you're going to go ahead and download a power of attorney and you're going to be covered. It's just not going to happen. Every state has very specific laws with respect to what a power of attorney has to say. And if you have any interest in making sure the people you trust most in your life can take steps to protect your assets if you get sick and need nursing home care, you need to have an elder-focused, durable power of attorney that we create at Zach Ryan Brown.
Here's the other thing I realized doing all this great stuff that you helped me with. If you ever want to make some money and have a little job on the side, become a notary. I never realized.
There you go. Everything is notarized.
Oh, my goodness gracious. Thank goodness I know people. But it's just fascinating. It's all fascinating. And I'm just so happy that we still do this show, because I really think it's a gift for my listeners. And how many times I hear people in the street say, Zachariah Brown, help me. Zachariah Brown, help me. It makes it all worthwhile. All right, Mary, John, going to get to you in a moment. Love to hear from you folks as well, too. She's here until 1 o'clock taking your calls. 866-391-1020.
You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if I...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
The following program is paid for by Zachariah Brown.
These are the people who make Pittsburgh work. This is Pittsburgh Works on 100.1 FM and AM 1020. KDKA.
All right, here we go. Back to Christine Brown Murphy, Zachariah Brown. You folks have waited long enough. Keep the calls coming in, 866-391-1020. Here's John in East Hills. John, thanks for holding on, and good afternoon. Welcome to the show.
Well, thank you for taking my call. I appreciate it.
You bet.
My sister is on medical assistance, and she's in a nursing home.
Okay.
Her only financial asset is a checking account, and I'm her power of attorney, and I have check writing privileges. Now, I went to a bank, and when I requested from the manager, I said, I want a way to title the checking account so that my sister's passing, I can have access to her funds to pay any bills, and I don't want to be paying probate, and I'm going to have to get an attorney involved for her limited assets. And I'm trying to limit any unnecessary fees. Mm-hmm. I was told to use the titling ITF in trust for.
Mm-hmm.
Now every year I have to fill out a medical assistance annual benefit renewal form.
Correct.
There's a question on there. In the past 5 years, have you transferred any assets into a trust?
That's not a transfer, and that's not a trust.
So I would answer that question is definitely answered no.
It's definitely answered no. In trust for is simply a beneficiary designation. So let me kind of take a few steps back to talk about what exactly you're explaining, because yes, we do thousands of Medicaid applications for long-term care, nursing home care, and in-home care here at Zachariah Brown. And what it is you are so when someone becomes eligible for Medicaid, they essentially are not permitted to have more than either $2,400 in an account or $8,000, and that is all dependent on that individual's income. Now, what happens is if you do not add your name as a joint owner or as a beneficiary, when your sister passes away, that money will be recoverable by something called Pennsylvania Estate Recovery. And what that is when someone passes away who has been on Medicaid, Medicaid is required by federal law to try and recover against that person's estate. Now, what that means is anything that remains in just your sister's name alone will be subject to that recovery. When you add someone's name as an owner or as a beneficiary, then that money can no longer be subject to Medicaid estate recovery. ITF is not a trust. ITF is simply a beneficiary designation. So it is not a trust that has been created. You have not transferred the ownership of that account into a trust. It's simply a designation on the account that says when your sister passes away, it passes by you to you automatically as the beneficiary, and that will also protect that money from the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania being able to recover against it when she passes away.
So my sister's checking account, which is not a joint account. It's in.
Yeah.
I'm strictly the beneficiary at death.
Uh-huh.
It will not come out. Will not come under the PA estate recovery.
No, it will not. If you are on as the ITF, is that what you're saying? You are on as the beneficiary.
Yes.
Yeah, it is not subject to recovery. So keep in mind that when she passes on, about 3 months after she passes, you're going to get a pretty scary letter from the Department of Human Services from Medicaid estate recovery, and they're going to make you believe that you have to turn over those funds. You do not. Okay, so if you want to reach out to us if and when that occurs, you know, feel free to. We can assist you in that process. ZachBrownLaw.com is our website, or phone number 724-942-6200. We would be able to assist you. But you know, they intimidate folks when someone passes away to believe that they have to turn over these funds to third-party liability, and you do not.
I was told that she does not need a trust, a will.
She does not.
Because her assets are... Her total assets are under $6,000 in a checking account. She has nothing else.
She does not.
So
nope,
she's good. I don't need anything.
You're good. As long as what you've told me, that she has just a checking account, then no, you don't need any of that stuff.
That's her only assets. Okay, thank you very much.
Right.
You've been very
You're
helpful.
You're welcome. Great.
Right.
Have a good day.
866-391-1020. Go ahead.
Before we get to the next caller, do we have another caller?
Yeah,
yes?
Go ahead.
Okay, before we get to the next caller, I want to just kind of talk about some of the upcoming webinars, seminars we have. I have one this Wednesday, January 15th, and they're all on our website, ZachBrownLaw.com. This is a webinar, so you can do it from the comfort of your home. This is for both Florida and Pennsylvania. The Parkinson's Association has invited me to discuss planning for peace of mind. And so you don't have to be someone who has a Parkinson's diagnosis, but if you do, this is certainly something you want to tune into. And you can sign up for free on our website. The webinar is from 3 until about 4 or 4:30, and the discussion is really going to be, you know, how to go about protecting your assets from rising healthcare costs, wills, trust, powers of attorney, all those things that we talk about here on the radio, Rob, but a little more in depth. And again, we will be taking questions then as well, so feel free to step in or to sign up. We also, Colleen Brockovich is going to be doing an event on that same day in person out in Jeanette. It's going to be the Essential Estate Planning Steps for 2025. On January 18th, we'll be at the Dormont Public Library with Justin Ellis. He will be talking about estate planning and elder law. And then on Wednesday, February 25th, I will be doing a webinar with Cancer Bridges. I don't know if you have ever, Rob, had an opportunity to visit the Cancer Bridges location downtown Pittsburgh, but it is a tremendous, tremendous organization and support for families who have someone going through cancer. As you know, my daughter about 2 years ago was diagnosed with cancer, and you know, when that initially happened, Cancer Bridges was certainly such a tremendous resource and has continued to be a tremendous resource, and it is not for children only. It is for families. It is for individuals going through breast cancer diagnoses, pancreatic cancer, all the cancers that exist that create such turmoil for families. They have me presenting on the importance of estate planning and long-term care planning when dealing with a cancer diagnosis. Cancer Bridges, if you are someone who is dealing with cancer, I really strongly recommend. Recommend you and your family get in contact with Cancer Bridges. They are an amazing organization, and I highly recommend using them for support for not just the individual going through cancer, but that their family members as well.
All right, let's get to the phones. 866-391-1020. Here's Marie. Hi, Marie.
Hello. I have a will, and I do not have a statement in there giving my executor access to all my digital devices.
Mm-hmm.
So I wondered, is it possible to just handwrite that as an addendum
no.
to the will?
Well, okay. So what you should do is a codicil. So when you, anytime I always tell clients this, when you have these very important documents, you really do not want to write on the document. And if you're going to do a codicil, you really do need to make sure that it says certain things. Okay. So if you're going to do a codicil, and I really don't recommend you handwriting your codicil, but for a document to be interpreted as a will or a codicil in Pennsylvania, you need to be very explicit about the language within the document itself. In addition, you do want to sign it. You do want to have two witnesses to that document. To make sure that there's not some extra red tape involved, you should also have it notarized. Okay. But digital banking and documents, it is an important provision to make sure is in your documents. Of course, all of our documents do have that language just because of the world we live in nowadays. It's tremendously important to make sure. Marie, you know, I think it's really important, depending on how long ago you did your estate plan, but we usually suggest individuals taking their estate plan out every 5 years, every maybe 7 years, and really looking to see how have things changed. How have my personal circumstances changed? How has the world changed? And do I need to sit down and have a discussion about, the changes in my life and the changes just generally with respect to the law? And do I need to update these documents? So if you're going to do a codicil, you do want to make sure you have very specific language identifying that it's a codicil, that it's referencing your prior will. And, I guess the question is, you know, if you're just going to put a very blanket statement about digital records, you know, that our digital records provision in our documents is probably half a page long, single space. So you do want to be very, very specific about what type of access you're giving them. You know, passwords on your personal computer, Facebook, LinkedIn. Do you have any, 23andMe, accounts established? It's pretty comprehensive. So you just want to make sure you're properly addressing that if you choose to do that on your own. Okay.
Thank you so much.
All right, Marie. Happy New Year.
All right.
Bye.
Everybody today is full of energy. I don't know what's going on here, but since I got to work, it seems like everybody's just pumped. It's snowing and we're still happy. It's all good.
I know. That's good. Yeah. It's not quite as cold today as it has been the last couple of days. It's been so darn cold. It's been miserable.
All right, listen, Dave, we're going to get to you after the break. Please stay with us. One more segment. Anybody else has any questions? Been a very busy day today for attorney Christine Brown Murphy. You can join us at 866-391-1020, or you can call the office right now, and they'll get back to you first thing next week. McKeesport, McMurray, Wexford, Delmont, Bradenton, Pompano Beach, Bonita Springs, 724-942-6200. ZachBrownLaw.com.
These are the people who make Pittsburgh work. This is Pittsburgh Works on 100.1 FM and AM 1020, KDKA.
All right, just enough time to maybe get a call or two in here. If anybody else has anything they'd like to ask attorney Christine Brown Murphy, it's all about elder law. Give us a call, 866-391-1020. As promised, here's Dave in Elwood City on KDKA. Hey, David.
Yeah, how you doing?
Good.
Question. I have all my money tied up into the stock market. It's all invested. Mm-hmm. And I have, upon my death, I have transfer upon death to my three kids.
Okay.
Is there any way to avoid probate?
Well, that will avoid probate. So when you have a TOD, transfer on death, that's a beneficiary designation. So probate only controls assets that are in your name alone. So the things that typically go through probate would be your primary residence, if you own that alone at the time of your passing, bank accounts and things like that. Now, probate in Pennsylvania, because this is often a question that we get, probate in Pennsylvania is a pretty quick and easy, inexpensive process. I always tell clients, too, that if you have a part of a probate estate, meaning your primary residence and maybe some other smaller bank accounts, and then you have everything else passing by TOD, it's really important to make sure you kind of balance out that distribution scheme, because if you have a probate estate and your executor needs to access funds, needs to have money available to open the estate, to maintain the home, to get the home prepared for sale, to pay any final expenses, taxes, debts, liabilities, things of that sort, the executor does not have any legal right to access those assets that you have designated as TOD. So you really don't want to strap the hands of the executor by having every cash asset you have passing by TOD, and then some of these assets that are passing through your will, there's no cash available to administer the estate. So you really do want to take really be deliberate about how you set up those TOD designations. Now, if they're retirement accounts, meaning IRAs, 401ks, employer-sponsored plans of some kind, you do want to make sure you have beneficiaries on those. But non-retirement, you really want to be deliberate and intentional about what you have passing by TOD and what you have to allow to fund the estate administration process. Do you follow me on that?
Yeah. Okay, now how about savings accounts? Say if I have money in my savings, put it in just one child's name or all three?
Well, so if you're doing it again to just simply avoid probate, if you put it in just one child's name, well, then that child, by operation of law, becomes the sole owner of that account, and they do not have to split that money with the siblings. So just some food for thought there. If you really do want it to go to all three, you can either choose to put it as an ITF, as we spoke with earlier. I think it was with Grace, with John, or you could, just simply, add all three of them on as an owner, but then that can get a little messy when you have that many owners on an account.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Okay. You're welcome.
All right. One more call. Let's go to Cindy, who wants to talk about wills. Cindy, you're on KDK. Go ahead, please.
Good morning. Thank you for taking my call. Happy New Year. Where can I get a copy Where can I get a copy of my mom's will? She passed away about 2 years ago, and there was a will made up. I'm the sole survivor. I'm her daughter, and I need to know where I can get a copy of the will. The lawyer died also.
Okay, the lawyer died as well. Okay.
Yeah.
So I guess oftentimes, so in our office, we give our clients the original documents. So I'm not sure if mom, if you went through her things and looked at a safe deposit box, wherever it might be, mom may have it somewhere in, her paperwork. But there's no place.
Excuse me.
Yeah, okay. That's okay. Well, I mean, so there's no place that wills prior to someone passing get published. And I think that that's a misconception that people have. There is something called Register of Wills, but that is a process that is undertaking and a will is recorded upon someone's passing. So what you can do is if the other attorney has passed away, potentially find out, or the attorney has passed away, find out from his estate, what they did with any original documents that were in his or her possession. But otherwise, there's really no secret place that document might be.
Okay. I thank you for your time. Thank you for answering my question.
Of course. Sure.
All right. So what have we learned on today's program? A lot.
Yeah, I think so. I think, a lot of us kind of go through life with these misconceptions, right? With these ideas of, I've heard horrible things about probate. I want to add my kids to the bank accounts. But a lot of it is really just not completely understanding the process, right? And there are smart and real deliberate ways that you should approach your planning. And shortcuts or things that maybe the person down the street did, or, as we all say, Joe at the barbershop or Cindy at the bank may advise you to do, is not necessarily the right way to do things. Rob, we have a lot of publications on our website that talk about so much of what we discussed today, and they're free to download. So if you want to maybe get into more depth of some of the conversation and the topics we discussed today, go onto our website, zachbrownlaw.com. We have a publications section, and all of these publications are free to be downloaded right to your email. If you don't have email, you can request one to be mailed out to you, but we have multiple publications talking about asset protection and planning, Medicaid approval, what do I do when someone passes away, planning for young families and children, estate planning, applying for Medicaid. So we have lots and lots of stuff on our website, and then on top of that, we have old webinars that we've discussed all of this stuff. So if you really feel like you're a person who wants to get their affairs in order here in 2025, but you're not really sure where to begin, go ahead and start, downloading some of these publications or watching some of our old webinars. webinars, or even better, signing up for our webinars that we have coming up, our website is really comprehensive. It has a lot of really good information, ZachBrownLaw.com. And, you know, I think that once you visit our website and you kind of assess your situation, and you're going to find that, you know, meeting with the attorneys at Zachariah Brown, it truly is an investment in your future. I know nobody likes to think about having to pay a lawyer, but the reality is you've worked your whole life accumulating what you've accumulated. So make sure, you know, when you're, we're entering into that second part of our life, that we're doing things the right way and we're not taking shortcuts. It's time to make sure things are done correctly. And we do that at Zachariah Brown.
Yeah, okay. Tell them about your webinars, because it's too cold to go anywhere. Go ahead.
Okay. We have the webinars. Hold on. Let me get back to my website here. Our upcoming events. So we have Pennsylvania and Florida events coming up. But the webinars for both Pennsylvania and Florida are Planning for Peace of Mind. We have it January 15th, 3 to 4:30. It's right on our website under upcoming events. You can sign up for all of these right online. We have Essential Estate Planning Steps. This is going to be in person in Jeanette, Pennsylvania, with Colleen Brakovich on January 18th with Justin Ellis at Dormont Public Library. February 5th, a webinar with myself and Cancer Bridges. Just sign up online, and that is going to be in the evening from 6 to 7 p.m. And all of these events really give you an opportunity to ask questions and really get take a deeper dive into the conversations that we're having today. So that's it.
Well, I think the thing that we really should take away from this program, and it seems to be the most important thing every time we get together, kind of twofold. It's either the will or power of attorney. But power of attorney, I always learn more about it every week on this show, no matter, I mean, every month on this show, no matter how many talk about it, it gives me more peace of mind realizing that I have a good power of attorney. Please stress, if you don't do anything after listening to this show today, if you don't have a power of attorney, call Zachariah Brown to get a power of attorney, right?
That's it. Yeah, I mean, truly is one of the most important documents you can have. You don't want to download one on the internet. There's no worse thing for our office to have to go to a hospital or nursing home to have someone sign a new power of attorney because the one they have is not valid. So just do it the right way from the beginning.
All right, listen, sure. Just enjoy the rest of January, and I'm sure we'll see each other
again
in the near future, okay?
Yes, of course. All right, Rob. Happy New Year, and folks, ZachBrownLaw.com. Check out our website. It has tons of great information.
There she goes, Christine Brown Murphy, one of the managing partners, along with Carl Zachariah and Colleen Brakovich, of that law firm that is, in my opinion, the best when it comes to elder law, Zachariah Brown, ZachBrownLaw.com. Well, just like that, our Marathon Saturday has come to an end. A little bit of downtime, very little downtime, because it'll be bright and early tomorrow morning before you know it. We'll be here at 5 a.m. right after CBS Radio News. Beth Andrews, Net Worth Financial Advisors, my colleagues throughout the day will be here as well. We'll have CBS Radio News, and also Rob's coming up with the next KDKA News at 1 o'clock. In the meantime, stay warm, enjoy the rest of your day, and let's hope the Steelers can find a way to have some magic take place in Baltimore tonight and get a win. It sure would make this month of January a little warmer and a little brighter, would it not, if by tomorrow when we get together, the Steelers will be actually moving on in the postseason. We shall see, as that kickoff is just hours away. Enjoy the rest of your day, and thank you so much for joining me today on KDKA 100.1 FM AM 1020. It's your Pratt Pack. Good afternoon.
The preceding was paid for by Zachariah Brown. Information on the program is intended to solely further the public's general knowledge about the product. Opinions expressed should not be relied upon for any purpose by any member of the audience. News Radio KDKA does not guarantee the accuracy of any of the information heard on the preceding program.